When you're a maintenance engineer in a beverage manufacturing plant, you keep production lines moving and quality on track because there's no room for slowdowns. With Grainger's vast selection of high-quality motors, sensors, belts, and hard-to-find parts, you can get what you need fast and all in one place, so nothing gets in the way of getting the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. I hope you had a great weekend. Man, it was... What a weird news cycle this weekend, and a couple of stories that we're going to be following today on the program. By the way, write down our telephone number. You will need this if you plan on calling into the show today. That's 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. So the two big stories, not necessarily in this order, whatever is happening with the Lincoln Reflecting Pool there on the Washington Mall in our nation's capital, where the algae has apparently come back in full fury. It is quite something to behold, as CNN has been doing wall-to-wall coverage. It is somewhat breathtaking, the level of news coverage that CNN and all the other networks are engaging in. They have turned a blind eye to some of the biggest stories in the world, including the, if you want to go all the way back to the botched evacuation of Kabul, Afghanistan. But they didn't think that was a big story. But by golly, the return of the algae to the reflecting pool is apparently the number one news story of the decade. Even ABC News, Jonathan Carl, sticking his hand and pulling up some of the liner, some of the paint that has come off of the bottom of the reflecting pool. Now, look, I'm not a pool expert, and I do not pretend to be one. But I can tell you that the algae is, in fact, back. They're telling us that apparently this has to do with the pipes and the drainage systems, and so we'll see if they get it all figured out. But what I find fascinating here is that we now know that there were people, including, I mean, these are very bad people. Gosh, several dozen of them have been arrested for vandalizing the pool, and some of them are alleged to have torn, I think President Trump said, a 300-foot gash in the lining of the pool. There was a three-time former U.S. Olympian who was arrested for vandalism as well. And all I can tell you is, by the way, the president's wanting to throw the book at these people. We're talking about 10 years in prison, 10 years in prison for vandalizing federal property. These people are completely insane. You actually have people literally protesting in defense of pond scum. Who does that? So look, I have a theory about all of this. And, you know, one of the things that Hollywood loves is the dystopian world. I mean, all the dystopian movies, they love the grit and the grime and the ugliness. This brutalist architecture coming from the 1950s and 60s out of the old Soviet Union, they do not love beauty. Liberals do not love what is beautiful. And you can, I'll just give you a great example of this, and I mean nothing wrong with, I mean nothing by this. But hear me, and I'll give you a great example. For the average American man, beauty standards are defined by the ladies walking the runway at the Miss America pageant, right? You want beautiful, talented ladies who look good in a dress or a swimsuit and have some sort of a discernible talent that makes our nation great. For example, being able to twirl a baton that is on fire. I mean, that's talent. That, for the average red-blooded American man, would be the ideal woman. On the other side, you have these morbidly obese women with mustaches and magenta hair, and they're wearing the Birkenstocks, and they smell of patchouli oil. That would be the, that would, they're not classically beautiful, but that would be the idea of beauty for a soy boy. And so beauty, classical beauty, is, it's not in their repertoire, if you will. And that's what's going on. So when you see President Trump and his efforts to make D.C. beautiful again, and the president has done a remarkable job of that. I mean, cleaning up Union Station and Columbus Circle and the beautiful fountains and getting rid of all the dirt and the grime and the filth and actually restoring water and getting rid of all the graffiti. And the liberals are enraged over this. They are appalled by this. And why are they appalled? Because they prefer ugly. That's who the these liberals prefer ugly. And it's a sad thing, but that's the reality of it. And that's why they would prefer that people live in squalor. You know, when you drive around and look at some of the federal housing projects across the nation and the filth, that is because the Democrats, that's what they love. That's what they aspire. They want people to live in filth and squalor. And then along comes Donald Trump, and he says, no, we've got to do something about that. Another great example, the Kennedy Center. The thing is literally rotting. Parts of the Kennedy Center are literally rotting. There are gaping holes where water's pouring through. It's filthy. When you walk into, and I remember years ago, I was invited to attend something at the Kennedy Center, and I was taken aback by the smell of mothballs when I walked in. I thought, ooh, wow. Wow, what is that smell? Well, it was the smell of death and grime and rot. And the president comes in and says, well, we got to do something about this. The Kennedy Center is supposed to be our premier theater, and it's falling apart. And the Democrats stepped, oh, you can't do that. How dare you? They would rather it be in great disrepair. I mean, that's who the Democrats are. So am I surprised at what they've done? Yes, I'm surprised. Wait, who does that? Who would take their time? Who would go down to the reflecting pool and literally take a knife and rip through the lining of the pool? Who would do that? 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Now, those of you listening to us by radio, you are having issues right now because the Westwood One satellite is down. And so we've been getting a lot of reports. This is completely out of our control. Those of you listening on KWAM AM 990 in Memphis, you should be able to hear our program at this moment. And those of you watching us on our social media feeds on YouTube and Rumble, you should be able to get the broadcast as well. Unfortunately, there's nothing we can do right now about the satellite feed. As soon as it comes up, obviously we will be back on the air, but there's just really nothing we can do at this moment. So look, we're going to take a break here and regroup. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Hey guys, quick heads up. This is actually a big one. We're saying goodbye to something that's helped thousands of families over the years. The Patriot Power Generator, one of the best-selling solar generators of 2025, is officially being retired. And the reason? They've just released something even better. It's called the Patriot Power Generator 2200X, and this is their most powerful model yet. It's built for real-life situations, storms, outages, emergencies, when you need power the most. To launch it, they're doing something pretty crazy right now. You can get $500 off the generator, plus they're including two free solar panels, so you can double your charging power right out of the box. They're also throwing in a heavy-duty roll-in go-kart, an extended 3-year warranty, and if you're a senior or a veteran, you can save an additional $200. And here's the part that really stands out. Because they offer a payment plan, you can get started today for just $299, and it ships as soon as tomorrow. But this is a limited launch offer. It's first come, first served, and these kinds of deals don't stick around, especially with how unpredictable power outages have been lately. So if you've ever thought about having backup power for your home, now's the time to do it. Stay safe, stay prepared, and don't wait until the lights go out. Go to StarnsPrepper.com right now to take advantage of this limited time offer.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. Again, that's 901-260-5926. And if you are normally listening to us by radio, I want to give you an update. Apparently, there has been a complete failure of the Westwood One satellite system. And Westwood One provides satellite coverage for our show and a number of other nationally syndicated talk radio programs, and it's down. So our team is in constant contact with Westwood One. As soon as they can figure out what the problem is and get the satellite back up, we will be back up on the radio. However, those of you listening to us on KWAM in Memphis, you should be able to hear us. And if you could help us out, if you're listening to us on KWAM, give us a call and let us know that that you are hearing us so that we can pass that information along to Westwood One. But what a mess it is in talk radio world right now. Again, our number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. So look, I want to go back to this crazy story involving the algae and the weird story that these liberals are rooting for the algae. The liberals are literally rooting for the pond scum. Now, Jeanine Pirro is the U.S. attorney for D.C., and she says, look, you're creating big problems for yourself if you're going out there and you're doing damage to the reflecting pool. Cut number six, please.
These are cases that will be prosecuted to the full extent. If there are more serious products that are put into the reflecting pool to create more algae or a bigger problem, then we'll consider more serious charges. But make no mistake, making D.C. beautiful is a priority. And if you damage, vandalize, or do anything to impact something like the reflecting pool, you can be prosecuted.
Well, I say throw the book at all of them. I mean, we ought to be going after everybody. The folks that are vandalizing the statues, trying to tear down the statues, throw them all in jail, for crying out loud. That's what I say. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. President Trump, by the way, revealing 10-year prison sentences for all of these left-wing vandals. Cut number seven.
This is a sad story because all Americans, I don't care about your political stripes, enjoy the reflecting pool. But as Charlie points out, we're talking about someone who's gone from competing in Olympic-sized swimming pools to being accused of vandalizing the reflecting pool along the mall. And, of course, he ends up in cuffs. And apparently he's not the only one. We're speaking of a former Olympian canoeist, 67-year-old David Hearn. Three-time Olympian, by the way, said he was cycling by the monument on Friday. He noticed a piece of the pool's underliner floating in the water, but authorities, they didn't buy his story at all. And now they're accusing him of being one of several individuals of trying to sabotage the project, with a pair of arrests being made so far. In fact, the president said as much in a post on Truth Social, announcing, quote, many additional people have been arrested having to do with the disgraceful vandalism of our beautiful reflecting pool. What these terrible vandals have done is a true affront to both Presidents George Washington and Abraham Lincoln and should be dealt with accordingly. They also poured corrosive and destructive chemicals into the pool. Finally, he adds this, we are very proud of what we have done with this magnificent structure, and we'll get it repaired quickly to an equal level of beauty. Now, the pool, which had been restored to a beautiful cerulean as part of the America 250 celebration, spent years mired in an algae-covered state until the big cleanup. But suddenly, we started reading reports of a new algae bloom forming and the peeling lower coating. Critics said it was a shoddy job done by the contractors. Turns out that's not true at all, and now we know why. Now, the cleanup of this $14 million project is ongoing, even at this very hour. But given the fact that the 4th of July is right around the corner, to get it ready, they're going to have to work around the clock, guys.
All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. What a mess. What a great big mess. 901-260-5926. That is our telephone number today. ToddStarnes.com is our website address. And you'll have to just pardon me, ladies and gentlemen, as we're still scrambling to figure out how to get the show out to our hundreds of radio stations around the country as we're dealing with this whatever happened at Westwood One. What a mess that is. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, there has been a lot of talk about Iran over the weekend, and one of the interesting components of the story, and we're going to get into more of this on the other side of the break here, one of the more interesting components to all of this is that orders have now gone out that, and I'm not even sure that these orders came from President Trump, I'm almost fairly certain they have not. But anyone who disagrees with J.D. Vance has to be destroyed. And that is the message going out on social media that that anybody who disagrees with the administration's policy on Iran, which is now, as of over the weekend, it is now reaching some sort of a peace deal, that if you don't support that, if you don't support all of that, that somehow makes you a very bad person. And we're watching over the weekend a number of people on social media platforms who were literally suspended, and they were accused of sharing disinformation only because they disagreed with the administration's policies when it comes to Iran and what to do with Iran. And this is a very troubling thing here, folks. And I sort of got pulled into all of this in a very weird roundabout sort of a way. I know Mark Levin is enraged right now. He doesn't know what's going on. He feels as though J.D. Vance is his enemy right now. And Levin is on the warpath. Michael Savage is on the warpath against Mark Levin. And then Tucker Carlson just announced that after 35 years, he is no longer a supporter of the Republican Party. Now, my position here has been pretty consistent from day one. I don't believe that Trump is starting a new war, and I don't believe this is going to be a forever war. The fact of the matter is, in 1979, that's when Iran declared war on the United States. We should have taken care of business back then, but we did not, and instead, every other president has kicked the can down the road. Now, I don't know what sort of a deal they're going to end up working out. That remains to be seen. All the information is being held very close. They're not showing their cards. So anybody who's out there saying, okay, here's what the deal is, they don't know what they're talking about. They just don't. But still, I don't believe you can trust the Iranians. Do you? Do you believe that you can trust the Iranians? They haven't been trustworthy from day one, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll see how all this plays out. But again, as it now stands, there is apparently some sort of a deal on the table that would need to be worked out over the next 60 days. That puts us well into August, September, in the throes of the campaign, and we are still going to be dealing with Iran. Now, the question is, what about gas prices? Will oil start flowing through the Strait of Hormuz? And if so, how quickly are those gas prices going to come down? That's the big issue on the minds of the consumers. And if gas prices are going to come down, how quickly are they going to bring down prices at the grocery store? I mean, those are big. You know, I was going to a barbecue joint just the other day. This is in Memphis, a barbecue joint. Went through a drive-through. Dylan ate a two-meat platter, almost $40. So I just went on to Kroger. $40. That's why people are getting a little frustrated right now. All right, we got to take a break. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Super Paint, Super Deck, and Woodscapes products June 12th through the 22nd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. And again, our condolences to all of you folks normally listening to us on the radio. Westwood One, which is our satellite provider, is down. They are having some sort of a massive meltdown. And as soon as they get all that figured up, hopefully we'll be back on the radio. Meanwhile, if you're watching us, if you're listening to us locally on KWAM, AM 990, or you're watching us on Facebook or wherever, you should be able to hear the show just fine. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Alabama. Anthony, what's on your mind?
Good morning there, Mr. Starnes. And I just want to say we need more people like you with an objective view on the radio. But I've been following this thing going on between Iran and the U.S., and I tell you what, Trump's falling flat on his face with that. And I just told your call screener that I think past generals and all would really be embarrassed about this. You can't start a war and stop it in the middle, and you can't do peace with terrorists. So now you have the IRGC who are still running the country. And I've said this before, American people don't have the stomach for it, but you're going to have to put boots on the ground. You cannot bomb people from the air and expect to win a war that way. Now, whose boots go on the ground? Well, we really don't know. But Trump started this whole thing, and he needs to finish it. And I don't know if you're as frustrated with this as I am, but I'm retired from the military, and I've watched this stuff, and I was in Iraq, and we finished the job. Finally got Saddam Hussein kicked out of the box. So this thing needs to be finished. And 60 days they're going to take, and right up to the midterms, this is going to be a disaster. And another question I have is, who is advising Trump? Is Trump thinking all of this up on his own? I mean, the art of the deal, it ain't here. So, you know, I'll let you talk now, but that's pretty much my opinion. He needs to finish the job.
Anthony, there's a lot to unravel here. First of all, there are two sides to this. I think Hegseth and Rubio were on the side of let's go in, let's finish the job, and let's get it done. On the other side, you have Tucker Carlson and J.D. Vance and Jared Kushner and I would say Don Trump Jr., because now all of those guys are out there on social media and they're trying to destroy anybody who just said what you said, Anthony, is being destroyed on social media right now. I mean, they are literally trying to cancel any conservative who wants to go in and put boots on the ground.
Right. And you're not going to finish. You can't fight a war just from the air. It's impossible. You can't do that. How can you verify that the nuclear materials that they have are going to be secured and that the murderers that are over there? And what about the Iranian people? What's he going to leave them hanging? If he leaves that regime in place, those people are going to still be stuck in that stuff. Is that going to, and didn't he say something about getting them help? So he's not keeping his promise to those people. You know what I think about Trump? He makes a lot of threats, and he doesn't follow. I'm watching. Oh, he makes all kinds of threats, and he never follows through with them. Going back to the Minnesota thing with the Insurrection Act, he was going to invoke that. Never invoked it. So what's going on in Minnesota? Nothing's changed. He pulled the ICE out of there. That's what he did. So, you know, you look at this stuff and say, who's in charge here? Susie Wiles? Stephen Miller? Aren't they advisors to him? Maybe they're helping him advise him with poor advice. But I just sit here and watch this stuff, and all you can do is sit back and let the chips hit the floor, keep on rolling, and when they run out of steam, they'll fall over wherever they fall over, and there's really nothing we can do.
No, there's really nothing you can do. The president has clearly aligned himself with J.D. Vance, and here's the challenge. Let's say we reach that 60 days. We're going to be, what, somewhere in August, September, getting close to September. What's going to stop Iran from launching another attack at the end of the 60 days?
That's exactly right. And another thing is Israel and Hezbollah, they shouldn't even be a bargaining chip in this. Trump should say, he jumps all over Netanyahu because Netanyahu's messing up his beautiful peace deal, but yet he needs to tell Iran, say, hey, look, Hezbollah and Israel are not part of this deal. This deal is between the U.S. and you people who are running Iran right now. But why? It's like, I don't know what to say anymore.
Well, Anthony, no. Here's what should have happened, and this is where I do get frustrated. So over the weekend, it was clear the Iranians were backtracking, and Trump comes out and says, you know what, you're going to do this, and if you don't, I'm going to blow up this, and your people may not be coming back home from the peace talks. Instead of threatening again, I would have just blown up whatever you're going to blow up. Send a direct message to the Iranians.
Right, he throws these threats out there, and he doesn't follow through with them. And now the Iranians, I had read an article where the Iranians are not taking his threats seriously, and I don't blame them. But anyway, I kind of vented.
Yeah, that's okay to vent.
You're doing a great job. I love listening to your show, and like I said, we need more people on the radio like you who are more objective about these things because you kind of present it from both sides, you know. But some of this stuff is so obvious. I mean, I read a lot of comments on like Breitbart and the Gateway Pundit and all, and the people are right with us where they're saying, hey, I didn't vote for this guy to be mediocre and not follow through with this stuff. Yeah, I mean, how are you going to
Anthony, I'll give you another example, and then I'm going to have to I got to let you go, but let me just give you another example here. How many times did we hear the White House say, we're going to be defunding any public school that promotes transgenderism or this gender ideology? We heard it around the clock. And now when you look, these schools are openly flaunting the rules and regulations from the president's executive orders. And not a single one of these school districts has had any of their federal funding withheld. Not a one.
Not a one, because lawlessness produces more lawlessness. That's all it does.
Yeah.
Have you seen anybody go to jail?
No, you have not seen anybody go to jail. No one's been held accountable for anything.
Nobody.
Right. All right, Anthony. I gotta run, Anthony, but I appreciate you calling in. Anthony is loaded for bear here, everybody, but he's got a lot of points. I mean, he's right. There is a lot of talk. But the question is the follow-through. 901-260-5926, our number, that's 901-260-5926. Now, by the way, someone asked me about immigration. Well, we've got the numbers. According to Homeland Security, only 900,000 illegals have been deported so far during the president's second term. That was as of last May. Now, Homeland Security says more than 3 million have just voluntarily self-deported. Are you buying that? Are you seeing those numbers? So if that's the case, then they're saying more than 3 million people have departed the U.S. But again, I would contend we've got probably about 30 to 40 million illegals actually here in America. I don't believe the 10 to 12 million. I certainly don't believe that. But all I'm saying is the administration, they've got to be able to back up the tough talk with action here. And as soon as the Iranians had gone squirrely, I would have hit the button. Okay, we're going to blow this up. You're going to keep messing around? Here's what's coming up next. I'm just telling you, that's how you got to operate with these Iranians. They only respect toughness. That's it. All right, 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. This segment of the program brought to you by our friends at Newsmax. And Newsmax says 70% of Americans are not getting the full benefits they deserve. Social Security expert Michael Allen says there are five key strategies to increase your benefits by as much as $188,000 over a lifetime. And Newsmax wants to make sure you get this special report free of charge. All you need to do is give us a call, 800-999-9690. That's 1-800-999-9690. We're going to text you the information right away. Call now, 800-999-9690. Text and data rates may apply.
When you're a maintenance engineer in a beverage manufacturing plant, you keep production lines moving and quality on track because there's no room for slowdowns. With Grainger's vast selection of high-quality motors, sensors, belts, and hard-to-find parts, you can get what you need fast and all in one place, so nothing gets in the way of getting the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. By the way, these soccer fans from around the world are just the stories are they've pretty much taken over social media now. And one guy decided, Dylan, to take his son. He's here with his son, and they decided to go to a fancy restaurant in Texas, you know, because they wanted, you know, they want a good meal. You want to be able to eat someplace memorable. And so I was thinking, oh, wow, they went to Morton's or, you know, Ruth's Chris. Where would they go to take their, you know, to go out for a fancy meal in Texas of all places? So here's that experience. Cut one.
Yeah, I don't normally go to fancy restaurants, but, like, I'm in America with my son, so I'm like, let's go to Texas Roadhouse. It's unbelievable. First of all, they give you these peanuts. You can eat as many as you want. She's like, yeah, just take a bag. Then they come out and they put this bread on the table, and I'm like, oh, I didn't order the bread. It's like, oh, that's free. And she goes, and if you want more bread, we'll just give you more. And this bread is... it's as nice as bread can possibly be. Like, if you're an Australian, try and picture the most unbelievable bread, like Subway bread. Got this fancy butter. Then they give you the Coke. Of course, it's America, so it's unlimited refill. And then it was all like ribs and steak and chips. There was an onion that had been deep fried, and you dip it in the sauce. It's... you just leave there so happy. And then Australians are all like, yeah, but in America you've got to tip. No, you don't have to tip. You want to tip. These people are the most wonderful people in the world. I don't even know why you Americans are so angry all the time. You guys have Texas Roadhouse in your country. You should just be walking around wanting to hug everybody.
Well, but there you go. I've never seen someone so happy and overjoyed to be at a Texas Roadhouse. By the way, I haven't been there in years, Dylan, and here's what gets me about that. You know, back in the day, they just bring you the peanuts, and you'd crack the peanuts, and they're just shells all over the floor.
Yeah, right? It's so messy in there, but it's like the genuine American experience. I mean, when you go there, it's like the bread, the cinnamon butter.
The cinnamon butter.
I mean, you can't really beat that at all, so...
Well, the thing that really surprised me about this was that the peanuts now come in packages. So they've kind of like, they've gone upscale So they just don't bring out the big, I mean, it used to be like, what, a big bowl.
Yeah. You just throw them anywhere you want to. They don't care. It's America. But now I guess they're packaging it up.
So, I guess so. That makes no sense.
Less cleanup for the crew.
I guess. But, yeah. You know, where's the fun in that? But the guy, you know, there's one overarching theme, and this is like across the board. Everybody from over there is shocked at two things, the free refills and the ice.
Yeah. Yeah. Free refills is like a, you know, a crazy thing for them. They have to pay for refills in their countries, at least in the UK.
Well, yes. And there's no ice in Europe. I don't know what the deal is. I went to a Hard Rock Cafe in Rome. This is years ago. And I'm like, where's the ice? You had to ask for ice.
Oh, you have to ask for it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Your drinks do not come with ice in Europe.
I never would have thought that we have a luxury of ice here.
Unbelievable. So, and air conditioning apparently. Oh, yeah. That's the other thing. Never go to Italy in the summertime. Most of the smaller hotels, the boutique hotels, they don't have air conditioning. Craziest thing I've ever seen. And then this Brit, he's talking about three things that America got right. Cut number two.
My ancestors will not like me for saying this, but there are things America does that are better than the UK, and these are three that I can think of right now. So if you're American, let me know if you could live without these things. Number one, college sports. In the UK, university sports is basically seven people playing football next to a car park. In America, college sports looks like the Olympics had a baby with the Super Bowl. We're talking sellout crowds, marching bands, fireworks, mascots on a paid salary. I thought people would stop supporting their college teams. Oh no, I asked somebody, how long will you support this team for? You know what they said?
Forever.
In the UK, our university mascot is just a bloke named Jacob with a stained hoodie. Number two, drive-through banks. When I first saw one, I just thought Americans had become too lazy to commit financial fraud indoors. But honestly, incredible idea. In Britain, going to the bank feels like you're attending a council meeting about your financial decline. In America, you can still deposit a cheque while being emotionally supported by your car seat and an iced coffee. That is innovation. And finally, endless refills. This nearly moved me to tears. In Britain, if you ask for another Coke, they look at you like you've requested a second mortgage, and it'll cost you an extra £4 every time. But in America, oh, the waiter just appears every 6 minutes like some fizzy drink guardian angel. Oh, they'll keep appearing. Hey, would you like a refill? Absolutely. I had one Sprite in Texas that I'm pretty sure technically never ended. So yeah, they are three things America absolutely got right.
Well, it's our pleasure. You know, I mean, we had to kick your butt, you know, during the war. We get that. Well, not once, but twice. The second time, we took it personally. You burned down our White House for crying out loud. But again, these are the things that America does and does quite well. I have traveled all over the world. Nothing, not a single country measures up to America. Not a one. All right, let's go to Oregon. Andrew, what's on your mind today?
I just want to see what your thoughts are on the Charlie Kirk trial and everything going on surrounding that.
What do you mean? We weren't talking about the Charlie Kirk trial today, but is there a particular issue that you wanted to bring up?
I'm seeing all this stuff on them trying to stop certain things from being said in the trial about the trans issue, the bullets, keeping cameras out, the death penalties. But I'm just curious.
Well,
what's your thoughts on all that?
Yeah. So look, I've been following the trial, not every single day. I think there's a lot of controversy right now over was he killed over the transgender issue, or is the shooter some sort of a lackey? There have been allegations that Israel was involved. There's no evidence of that. So it's pretty much all over the place as far as, you know, who did it and why. All right.
I'm sitting here watching your episode, and it just caught my mind of you obviously knowing him and stuff like that. So I was curious what your thoughts were.
Yeah, it's a terrible thing that happened, and we've got to get to the bottom of it. For me, I'm all about transparency. You know, I want to know who did it and why. If there were others involved, I think they ought to be held accountable as well. So, you know, are we ever going to get to the bottom of it? Andrew, probably not. And that should bother all of us. There are a lot of conspiracy theories out there. Do I think that this guy act? I mean, if you're asking me my personal opinion here, I don't think we know the full story yet. I really don't.
No, I agree with you. I don't think we do. And like you said, I don't think we ever will. And that's unfortunate.
Yeah, it is unfortunate. It should not have to be that way. I think we should be at a point in our history and our country where we should be able to handle the truth no matter how ugly it is. Andrew, I've got to run. That music means we've got to scoot out. Ladies and gentlemen, our satellite feed has been restored. Hour two of the big show coming up next.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Happy Monday to you, and welcome to all of our radio listeners. Westwood One has restored our satellite feed, and all is well with the world. So we're so happy to have you along with us for this hour of conversation. I want you to write down our telephone number. You will need this today, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Well, America's big birthday celebration right around the corner, America's 250th, all sorts of celebrations underway. Our next guest has written a terrific book that you need to read called Miracles in American History, 32 Amazing Stories of Answered Prayers. Our next guest is a nationally known speaker, has written over 20 books, and speaks all over the country. He has a daily radio feature called American Minute. We're just honored to have with us William Federer. William, hope you're doing well today.
Hey, Todd. Great to be with you.
Well, congratulations on this exciting book, and I have to imagine what an appropriate time to be talking about miracles in American history.
Yeah, well, Teddy Roosevelt said, in no other place and at no other time has the experiment of government of the people, by the people, for the people, been tried on so vast a scale as here in our own country. So when you look at the span of world history, it's basically kings. Nimrod, Pharaoh, Caesar, Kaiser, Sultan, Tsar, and kings are glorified gang leaders, and it's all top-down rule by mandates. And ancient Israel was the first instance of a nation ruled bottom-up, that pre-King Saul period, and that was the inspiration for the Puritans and the Pilgrims who founded America. So America is an experiment of a polarity change in the flow of power. Instead of top-down ruled by government mandates, it's bottom-up ruled by we, the people.
I'm wondering, as you were putting together the collection of stories here, there are 32. Did you have a difficult time finding stories of answered prayers in American history?
Oh, there's so many of them. Squanto, here the Pilgrims are blown off course, land in Massachusetts. Half of them die the first winter, and they wouldn't have survived. But out of the woods comes an Indian speaking to them in perfect English. Squanto, he had been kidnapped, lived in England for a dozen years, is dropped off the winter before the Pilgrims land. And you can just imagine him walking out of the woods and going to these Pilgrims. Hi, you guys from England? Yeah, I used to live there. And he was able to teach him how to catch fish, trade with the Indians, catch beaver skins. And William Bradford says he was a special instrument sent of God for their good beyond their expectation. So this was an initial miracle in American history, but there's lots and lots more.
Give us some examples of a few more.
Well, the French and Indian War, George Washington is his general, Edward Braddock, is killed, and he takes command, and the 900 British die, and he gets back to Fort Cumberland, and he's writing a letter to his younger brother. He goes, you know, sort of like Mark Twain, stories of my death are exaggerated, but he says, by the all-powerful dispensations of Providence, I've been protected beyond all human probability. I've had 4 bullets through my coat, 2 horses shot out from under me, but escaped unhurt. And of course, if Washington would have died there, he wouldn't have been alive to lead us during the Revolution. But there's lots of stories during the Revolution, and if you want, I can share a couple of those.
Sure.
The Battle of Brooklyn Heights, it's the biggest battle of the Revolution, and it's the entire American army, and the British find a loyalist who leads the British troops through Jamaica Pass to attack Washington from behind. On August 27th, 1776, 3,000 Americans die, only 300 British. If we lose here, it's over because there's no second string. And Washington's pinned up against the water, and he wants to evacuate his troops, but it's obviously the British would see. But his chief of intelligence, Major Ben Talmadge, says the next morning that a providential fog obscured both camps and allowed the entire American army to evacuate. He says, those of us that remained in the trenches became very anxious for our own safety, and when the dawn appeared, there were several regiments still on duty. At this time, a very dense fog began to rise off the river and settle in a peculiar manner over both encampments. While Washington's on the last boat that leaves, the fog lifts, the British charge, no one's there. The war could have been over right then, but it didn't. And there's others, and even one like Benedict Arnold.
William Federer is joining us on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. The name of the new book, Miracles in American History, 32 Amazing Stories of Answered Prayer. You know, it's interesting, William, as we get ready to celebrate America's 250, it's just shocking to me that there are so many people that are standing up and opposing a lot of the celebrations. And I think their hatred of President Trump is clouding their patriotism, or maybe they just really don't like America.
Yeah, there's a globalist trend. One of the books I did on socialism, it's called Deconstruction, where you separate people from their past, get them into a neutral where they don't remember where they came from, and then you can brainwash them into the future you have planned for them. It's a sales technique. If I was a toothpaste salesman, the first thing I do is tell you a bunch of negative stuff about the toothpaste you're currently using. You're still brushing with that stuff. Ooh, you're repulsed by it. Now I have you in a neutral. You're open-minded. What are all the toothpaste out there? Then I give you my pitch for this brand new tartar controlled breast freshener. So that's what they do. They go into the classrooms and intentionally tell the kids bad things about the founders. They took land from Indians. They sold people into slavery. Forget the fact they gave you a country where you're in charge of your life and all of us together are in charge of the country. Forget that. They're all bad. And so the kids are now in a neutral. You say, hey, let's have a comparative religion class to start with Islam. Oh, the semester ends. We didn't get around to Christianity. And then they give their push for LGBT, trans, socialism, Islamism, whatever. And Europe went through this. It went from a Judeo-Christian Europe to a secular French Revolution, free sex, anything goes. Now it's turning into a socialist Islamic Europe with Muhammad being the number one name for newborns. But when you look at the real history, America has this miraculous history of trusting God in times of crises, with even days of fasting and prayer. Like when the British burned the White House, James Madison had a day of fasting and prayer to Almighty God.
I'm curious, when you I don't know if you've been watching many of the interviews from the European tourists coming to America, really from all over the world. They've been coming to America, and they've just been genuinely shocked and surprised at how nice the country is, how nice the people are. And I think they may be buying it. They have been bought into this national narrative that America, you know, is the big Satan, you know, the responsible for all the evil in the world. And they come here and they find out that's just simply not true after all.
Yeah, there was one from France that I saw, and he said, nobody in France smiles at you when you walk down the street. He goes, every single person smiles and asks how I'm doing. And one girl was eating an In-N-Out burger, and she goes, this is the best burger I've ever had. And she says, there's even scripture verses on the bottom of the cup. this is a land where we have freedom. And in Europe, they're putting people in jail for forwarding a tweet. It's ridiculous.
I think, though, that, you know, when you were talking about what's happening in our nation's education system, and my greatest concern is that we have not gotten that fixed just yet. And that is a crucial component to fix, because I think that American kids, at least for the past couple of generations, have been taught that there's something wrong with us, that there's something wrong with our way of life, and we've got to fix that.
Yeah, they've gone from telling the Christian history to ignoring the Christian history. Now they're teaching that Christianity is the problem with the world and that Islam is wonderful. And it's like, wait a second, people forget that Muhammad was a warrior and Islam enslaved tens of millions of Africans. And they sort of gloss over that, that in America is the first place to have a war to free slaves. That's never happened in an Islamic country. Things are unique in America, and it comes down to we get rights from a creator, not the government. And then the government's purpose is to guarantee to us our creator-given rights. And this creator is not a respecter person, so we're all equal. These are all biblical ideas.
All right. So, again, the book here, folks, Miracles in American History, 32 Amazing Stories of Answered Prayer. William, where can people go if they want to get a copy of the book?
Oh, thank you, Todd. It's AmericanMinute.com, AmericanMinute.com. And we go from the Revolution, the War of 1812, and 1849 cholera epidemic, where the President Zachary Taylor had a day of fasting and prayer. Even Woodrow Wilson had a day of fasting and prayer when we entered World War I. We tell the Sergeant Alvin York story and Patton's D-Day prayer story, and even Richard Nixon's Apollo 13, right, when he had a day of prayer. And so these are times in our country's past where there's a crisis, they pray, and things turn around. And it needs to build our faith, so God will do it again.
All right, folks, got to get yourself a copy, AmericanMinute.com. That's AmericanMinute.com. William, we're going to have to leave it there, but we sure do appreciate you joining us today, and happy 4th of July. We're giving you an early happy 4th of July.
Well, same to you, Todd, and all the wonderful viewers and listeners.
All right. William Federer, ladies and gentlemen, on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Fun little patriotic book that you need to be reading, Miracles in American History, 32 Amazing Stories of Answered Prayer. All right, coming up, we're going to be checking in with our good buddy Ralph Reed, the Road to the Majority Conference coming up in our nation's capital this week. Also, Paul Renner is running for governor there in the great state of Florida. We're going to be talking with him as well. What a big mess that is down there. And by the way, what's going on in the state of Georgia? So over the weekend, I was getting reports of this, and so I'm going to need some help from our Georgia listeners. But apparently the Republicans were throwing some sort of a big rodeo. They were rolling out all their candidates, and hardly anybody showed up. And one of the things I'm hearing is, and this is something we have heard in Tennessee and other places, that the Republican establishment shoving aside grassroots supporters, and as a result, they are dampening the enthusiasm heading into the midterms. But that was a shocker to see so many empty seats there at the Georgia Republican Party's big rodeo. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. And Friday, I was invited to say a few words at a political event. There's a big barbecue dinner in Piperton, Tennessee. It was a really good turnout, about 150 people turning out on a Friday night for free barbecue. And to hear from State Senator Brent Taylor, Senator Taylor is running to be the next congressman in the newly created 9th Congressional District. And one of the things I said and I told the crowd is that our greatest enemy is going to be complacency. And we have seen this play out in Republican race after Republican race since Trump got elected. And for whatever reason, Republican voters are demoralized and they're just not getting out and voting. I mean, that's just the bottom line. So anyway, over the weekend, there was this big hullabaloo in Georgia. They were supposed to have a huge rodeo, sponsored by the Republican Party in Georgia. They were rolling out all of their candidates, and I mean, it looked like hardly anybody showed up. I mean, the video cameras and a lot of conservatives, and I guess there's a lot of infighting right now in Georgia between the grassroots and the establishment. And as a result, people are taking some shots. Look, same thing is happening in Tennessee. Same thing is happening in Florida, where they don't want anybody debating Byron Donalds, which is a weird thing, and we're going to get to that in just a little while. But anyway, let's go to the phones here, 901-260-5926. David in Gainesville, Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. David, what do you make of this, the no-show radio rodeo?
Hey, buddy, how you doing? I'm glad to get on your show. I love listening to you. You're a great American.
Thank you.
I'm actually on Trump force team when he was elected and 2024, and we heard nothing about the rodeo. There's no billboards, no signs, no public any advertisement whatsoever, nothing on TikTok, no nothing. And so that's probably the reason there's low turnout. It was just nobody knew anything about it.
Yeah, that's not the first time I've heard that complaint. You know, there's just not a lot of promotion, not a lot of marketing. You would think for something that big, I mean, if they're going to use that as their big, like, woo-hoo rodeo, that they would be promoting it out the wazoo.
Exactly. And, you know, with Trump being a little bit wishy-washy on things, too, is not helping any of them. I mean, he wants to give, he said he's not giving Iran money. Now, he is giving Iran money, and nobody knows what's going on. So, you know, but like I say, pretty much we just didn't know anything about it.
Well, that is good to know, but it's also a little concerning because we've got a lot riding on what happens in November, and it's all hands on deck, David. Do you think the Republicans there in Georgia, at least leadership-wise, are doing what they need to do to get everybody, you know, jazzed up here?
Not at all, but I'm sure they're still getting paid for it.
no doubt about that. Why do you think that is?
What they need to either.
Wait, who is that? Oh, hello, wife.
That was my wife, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. What were you saying?
I said the volunteers are not really doing. They're not in out in force like you would think they would be either.
You know, we have seen, and I've just seen firsthand that grassroots conservatives, the volunteers, the folks that would get out there and just work their rear ends off, they just get shoved to the side. And it's the craziest thing. And it just seems to me that you would want those people involved because those are the worker bees.
Well, in 2024, they gave me a list of Republicans that hadn't voted yet. And I went door to door, you know, to help them offer them a ride to the polls or whatever they need to do to be able to vote. And I haven't heard a thing, nothing about the midterms, nothing. We did get a visit from Doug Collins. No, what was the name?
Mike Collins.
Mike Collins, and we got a yard sign, but that was the only one that we had. Whatever. So, anyway.
Well, David, I appreciate the update. I wish I could tell you I was surprised. We were hearing some similar stories in Texas, by the way. When I was boots on the ground there a couple of months ago and hearing the same sorts of things. So it does make you wonder what's going on here and why Republican parties across the country are basically shoving the grassroots conservatives off to the side. That is something that should be concerning. And folks, I'm telling you, this is a wake-up call. You've got to make sure that you do not demoralize the base. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. We're going to be taking your calls on that. Yeah, that's not a good look. I mean, you've got basically this huge stage, all this dirt. I don't even see any cows or horses or whatever you do at a rodeo. I haven't been to a rodeo in a long time. But more dirt than people, that's never a good sign. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. Just a reminder as we go to break here, ladies and gentlemen, very excited. Today is the day we are gearing up for the launch of my brand new book. It's called The Golden Age, How Trump Saved America. And I would love for you to go and pre-order a copy right now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Books A Million. Pre-order yourself a copy or two. It'll be in bookstores on August the 11th. The Golden Age, How Trump Saved America. We'll be right back, everybody. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. By the way, we're very excited about this month. This is the 15th anniversary of the Todd Starnes News and Commentary on the radio. And I know many of you listen to those one-minute features on during a morning drive, or sometimes radio stations will air them later in the day. And we just want to say thank you so very much for supporting us and supporting our daily commentaries. Dylan, we were running the numbers. Over 80,000 commentaries I've written over the past 15 years.
That's a lot of Todd Starnes right there. A
lot of Todd Starnes. A lot. I think I'm ready for a vacation now. But, you know, it all started right after Paul Harvey passed away, and folks were trying to figure out, okay, well, what are we going to do now? And there were a lot of people trying to be Paul Harvey and falling flat on their faces. And I mean a lot of big names. And then Fox News introduced my commentary, and, well, 15 years later, here we are. We broadcast on hundreds of radio stations, in large part thanks to our friends at American Family Radio, which have the commentaries on all, I think they have 150 radio stations around the country. So we just want to say thank you to all of our radio partners. 15 years of Todd Starnes News and Commentary. So there you go. All right, let's go to the phones here. Tom in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Tom. What's on your mind today?
I just heard your conversation about the Georgia rodeo. It was a funny. I'm a Georgia committee person, and I received, I think it was last week, it had to be within 10 days, an email from our head of the Georgia GOP, Josh McCoon, talking about the radio. That was the only piece of literature I received on promotion. The real reason nobody turned out at the state convention would be over a year ago. The establishment basically stole the thing and basically did everything they could to thumb their nose at MAGA. And so if that's why, and another data point, in the last primary runoff, only 7.5% of registered Republicans voted.
Wow, that's that low? Abysmal. Are you kidding me? That low in Georgia?
7.5%. That's abysmal.
That's just shocking. Why is that? Have you guys been? I mean, if I'm, let me put it this way: if I'm the chair of the party, I'm holding emergency meetings trying to figure out what the heck happened.
He needs to resign. There is no leadership. It's a ship without a rudder. It's a ship without an engine. It's a real joke. I'm very involved. I do what I do, but I could talk about it for hours. But the bottom line is, we are almost like a Titanic as the state GOP. It has to be done by grassroots because the establishment is just a failure.
Are you guys going to be able to muster the troops you need to, for example, beat John Ossoff and take back one of those Senate seats?
Very good question. I would say right today the odds are against that.
Is that right?
There's no passion. There's no organization. You know, there's no leadership.
It's concerning. And again, Georgia was identified early on as one of the battleground states that Republicans really needed to win. And by the way, nationwide, Republicans are crushing it. I mean, they've got millions of dollars in the bank. Democrats are in the negative. They are in negative dollar range right now. So the Republicans, at least from the financial side, they've got a massive edge. The question is, what are they doing with that money? And on the state level, what is being done to mobilize people and energize the base? And I am telling you, Tom, I have seen this in Texas. I've seen it here in Tennessee. We're watching it play out right now, for example, in North Carolina and now in Georgia. That tells me we have got a problem and we got to fix it. We've got to fix it because we have too much at stake in November.
Future of their country is at stake. Because if the Democrats get the House and the Senate, they will impeach Trump. That is the plan.
Oh, no doubt about that. That's why I don't care if they're the most liberal Republicans out there. You got to vote Republican because we've got to save the president from this. And Donald Trump doesn't deserve any of it. None of this is his fault, by the way. I mean, this is Donald Trump's doing what he promised to do. I think a lot of the blowback coming from the fact we've elected people who are not living up to their campaign promises on the Republican side of the aisle. And number two, you've got state parties where they're trying to shove the grassroots volunteers out of the picture. And when you do that, you demoralize the base of the party.
No question. No question. The Republican Party needs to run on the successes of Trump bringing back jobs to America. It's the American system. And that has to be the flag that they carry.
All right. Well, Tom, thank you for the call, and thank you for the heads up there. And I guess it makes sense. It's so frustrating to me. And I saw this play out firsthand and up close and personal, and it was ugly. And I will just say this, that local Republican politics is a whole lot uglier than national politics. And some of these people... And can I just say, in some of these cases, the Christian Republicans, wow, talk about the devil. I'm just telling you, it is ugly. So all that to say is that there's no need for the ugliness, none whatsoever. But I do know that once Trump leaves, you know, Trump is going to be gone, and in 2 years he'll be gone, and there will be a civil war like you have never seen. For control of the Republican Party. It's going to be insane. Because right now, the establishment, they don't really have control. I mean, they have control in the states, but not nationally. Trump's in control. But you watch, it's going to be an ugly, ugly battle. And as bad as things are with us, I mean, the Democrats, they're gone. I mean, their party, I was listening to my good buddy Doug Schoen, who's a Democrat, and Doug Schoen said last night on a Fox News channel that his party is gone. It's been taken over by the radical progressives. It's done. All right, let's go to the phones here. Mike in Gainesville, Georgia, WDUN, our great affiliate there. Mike, what's on your mind? Hello, Mike.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Todd got a letter the other day. I'm not a rich person. I'm an old man, but I do send some money in. They send me some money for the Republican Party two or three times as a matter of record. I got a letter the other day that they were going to discard me from the Republican organization. I'm a charter member. I could set a card and everything. Okay, but a week before that, I had got a letter from J.D. Sumner, our vice president, and I sent some money to him before that, and I still got a letter from that. So I said the same thing. I wiped my hands at it. He ain't going to miss my money, but, you know, just a few dollars here, a few dollars there, that accounts to a lot of money.
So what were they, you've been giving them money, and what, do they want more money? Is that what that was all about?
Yes, sir, yes, that's what it is. That's no problem with that. I don't give a big amount. Don't get me wrong. But I have been sending more than two, more than three times money, and not much, but I'm a vowed Republican, but I'm about to change my mind instead of getting a letter like that, too.
What did the letter say? What did the letter say, Mike?
Okay, I need to send some more money to them. In short, I can't remember exactly the word for it. If I didn't send some money, they're going to take me off the membership of the Republican Party.
What?
They sent me a They sent me a press card, like a credit card number and everything with the president's picture on it and everything, about two or three, 4 months ago. And or more than that, I guess. It's been a long time.
Wow. You know what I did, Mike? When they kicked the grassroots out, I said, well, if they don't want the grassroots, they sure don't want my money. So I just stopped sending them anything.
That's what I did. That's what I'm going to.
Well, good for you.
A lot of things. I'm sorry. The Republican Party needs a butt kick. That's who they, I don't know who's in charge of all of them. But something needs to be done. I don't know what. I'm just an old man sitting around listening. I can get out in politics. But wow. He's not in good shape around Gainesville, Georgia. I'm telling you. Our president is not.
All right, Mike, I appreciate that call. You sound like a great American patriot to me, sir, but my goodness, no, in all seriousness, they were like, well, we really don't want your opinion. We want your money. And I'm like, okay, well, you're not going to get either, but you know, good luck to you. This story out of Florida. This is just a disgusting story. A Florida math teacher could lose her teaching certificate. We've got the story up at toddstearns.com. She could lose her teaching certificate after she told students, quote, Trump deserves a bullet through the head. The education commissioner, Anastasios Kamatsis, says Hazel Washburn made that statement in class at Land O'Lakes High School in October. They named a school after butter. Who would have thought? The Florida Education Commissioner says, I found probable cause to pursue sanctions against her teaching certificate and will take every available step to ensure she never teaches again. Teachers are entrusted with shaping young minds and must foster civil discourse. Celebrating or encouraging violence is fundamentally inconsistent with that responsibility and will not be tolerated. And I'm just telling you, an alarming number of teachers are using their taxpayer-funded classrooms to create armies of radical left-wing militants. This is why, by the way, you've got these young people out there that are turning themselves into snipers trying to kill people that are conservative, including our great president. So, again, it goes back to something we talked about in the first hour of the show today. When is the Department of Education going to be defunded and dismantled? When are we going to officially return control of these taxpayer-funded schools back to the states and local communities? When is that going to happen? Because that's the only way you're going to be able to get a handle on all this stuff. And I want somebody at Land O'Lakes High School there in Florida to explain to me what shooting President Trump in the head has to do with mathematics. That's what I want to know. All right, we got to take a break here, folks. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Dylan, we got a little problem here. I knew this was going to happen when you've got so many foreigners over here. And sometimes things are going to get lost in translation. And Dylan, we got a problem. British guy wanted to go work out. And, you know, they give you all the paperwork you got to fill out, right? So you got to fill out all the paperwork. And so the guy, he's from Scotland. I said he's England. He's Scottish. And he told the lady, the gym receptionist, excuse me, can I get a rubber? And she kind of freaked out. And she goes, excuse me? He goes, yeah, I need a rubber so I can rub this out.
Oh, he made it worse.
And he's making it worse as he's going on. Finally, she figured out that that's what they actually call the eraser on the end of a pencil.
Okay, a rubber.
A rubber.
Yeah, we don't call it that here.
No. Mm-mm. No. That's
a tough one.
There's something got lost in translation. Poor guy. He almost became a registered sex offender. I'm glad they all shared a good laugh about it, but you know, it depends. I mean, if you're in it depends on what part of the country you're in. That's either a pretty darn funny joke or you're going to jail.
And this
is true. There's not much wiggle room. It's kind of like, do you want to go smoke a FAG, yeah, right? Yep. Here in America, that would mean you want to go shoot somebody who's gay. But over in the UK, it means that you want to go smoke a cigarette.
Yeah. Very, very different meanings.
Big time. Yeah. See?
Sorry, we don't say that over here. No. You take that back to your country.
That's right. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. All right. Just be careful, folks. That's all. Just be careful. And if they're talking with an accent, they probably don't have a clue what they're talking about. So just bear with them. Let's go to Kathy in Salem, Oregon, listening to us on KYK. And hi, Kathy. What's going on?
Hey. Have you heard all of the Europeans that are here for the FIFA or soccer game? They're loving our country.
They do love America.
They're saying their governments are just lying to them about it.
I love it.
It's true. I do, too. I think it's a beautiful thing. I think this has done more for world relations than anything else.
I agree. I have a comment about the school defunding schools, and I have no idea why they haven't done it. I've been hearing about it for 2 years. Why don't we give the school systems a choice? You can either be defunded or we're putting cameras in the classroom. Let them choose.
Oh, I love that idea, Kathy. So basically, if the cop, you know, like cops are wearing body cameras, so we ought to put cameras in the classrooms.
Yep. They don't want cameras in the classrooms. I mean, they were up in arms about that when it's brought up. But, okay, we'll either defund you or this is what it's going to be.
Yeah, Kathy,
I
love this idea. Yeah. This is good. This is good, Kathy.
Okay. That's all I had to say.
Well, thank you for calling in, Kathy from Oregon. But yeah, I do wonder though, with the cameras in the classroom, would that cut down on a lot of all of this nastiness? I think it would. By the way, over the weekend, I don't know if you saw the U.S. Open. Dylan, there was a great moment. Miles Russell, I think he finished seventh overall. 17-year-old kid, great golfer, going to be going to Florida, I believe Florida State, to play college golf. So anyway, it's Father's Day, and so he decided to pull a little joke on his dad. And so his dad was summoned over, and it turned out that the caddy took off his caddy, you know, blazer and gave it to the dad. And so the dad got to be his son's caddy on the last hole, the 18th.
Amazing.
Hole. Oh, it was pretty awesome.
It's heartwarming.
But then there was chaos. I guess there was a lot of heckling going on at this golf tournament.
Can't do that over there.
No, you can't do it. You shouldn't do it.
Like rule number one.
Yeah. So they're trying to figure out, you know, is it time for golf to go full-blown Augusta National? No phones, none of that stuff. And because the heckling was just off the charts. But anyway, the feel-good story was 17-year-old Miles Russell, just a great little golfer. So there you go. All right, coming up, we're going to be checking with Ralph Reed. Also, the New York Times commemorating Father's Day by publishing an illustrated essay on a woman pretending to be a man. And the children are saying, there are these cartoons. The children says, you can't grow a beard. You're a girl. And then the child says, my dad did, and he was a girl. It got ugly. So they celebrated Father's Day by publishing stories by people who were, in fact, not fathers. So there you have it. Also, preschool hosting a drag queen show for four-year-olds. We'll tell you about that as well. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Big Show. Great to have you with us wherever you might be listening or watching us across the fruited plain. Wow, we have got a jam-packed program for you. Coming up in just a matter of moments, we're going to be talking to Paul Renner, who is running to be governor in the great state of Florida. A big controversy right now underway. Republicans wanting a debate, but the establishment Republicans there saying absolutely no debate. So we're going to be talking with Paul Renner in just a little while. Write down our telephone number. You will need this if you plan on calling in this hour of the show, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Well, there is a major conservative conference happening this week in our nation's capital. It's the annual Road to Majority Conference. I want to go right away to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and welcome our good friend Ralph Reed from the Faith and Freedom Coalition. Ralph, hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing great, Todd. Great to be with you. Thanks for having me, as always.
And congratulations. You guys have been doing this for what, over 16 years now, and it really has become the premier conservative gathering in our nation's capital.
Well, it really has, Todd. We're not quite sold out. We're very close to selling out. We'll be filling the largest ballroom in our nation's capital, the Washington Hilton, which I think the capacity is 2,500. We're going to have some overflow. Our room block is sold out, and we have about half of the cabinet coming, congressional leaders, over 70 speakers, and the White House announced this morning that President Donald J. Trump will grace our stage for the 10th time on Friday afternoon.
Well, that's it's a tremendous thing whenever the president speaks, and you guys throw one heck of a great conference. What do you anticipate hearing from the president this year as we head into the midterm elections?
Well, by the time he steps out on that stage on Friday, we'll be right at 130 days from one of the most important midterm elections in our lifetimes. And make no mistake about it, Todd, even though President Trump will not be on the ballot in November, his agenda and his presidency will be on the ballot. If they were to take control of the House, and especially if they were to get the House and the Senate, you can count on, at a minimum, another impeachment effort, maybe multiple impeachment efforts. They will do everything they can to expand the Supreme Court, not to 11 or 13 members, but maybe as many as 21. They will try to admit Puerto Rico and Guam and D.C. as states. And the investigations, the quote-unquote oversight, the harassment of this administration and Trump family members, Todd, it will be unlike anything we've ever seen. And Todd, you know, we already saw, I think it was 47 days. I may have the day count wrong, but I think it was roughly 47 days that they shut down a broad swath of our government, you know, earlier. That'll be nothing compared to what they'll do. They won't pay our military. They won't pay our Border Patrol or our, ICE. They'll probably try to abolish the Border Patrol and ICE. So we got to do our job in 130 days. And by the way, early voting begins in only 100 days. So I don't think that's all the president's going to talk about, but I think he's going to urge us to do the job again that we did in 2024 to turn out the largest Christian vote in modern American political history. And Todd, you know this, we knocked on 9.7 million doors in the battleground states and districts. It was the largest ground game operation in by an outside group outside the party on our side of the ball in history.
It's really remarkable the amount of work that you guys do and honestly the effectiveness of it. And Ralph, we've been hearing reports for quite some time from a lot of our listeners about this, I don't know, lethargy within the Republican Party right now. We've seen this play out in a lot of the primaries that have already been held, where you're just not getting a lot of people out and voting. Over the weekend, they had a pretty small turnout at the Georgia Rodeo, which was supposed to be some big event to launch the Republican slate of candidates in the state of Georgia. So I'm just wondering, what have you been able to figure out? Why is it that Republicans just seem, I don't know, maybe a little complacent? And what's it going to take to light a fire under those voters? Because we need everybody out and voting in the midterms.
Yeah, well, I wish it weren't the case, Todd, but it is the case. And I've seen it throughout my political career that sometimes negative energy is more powerful and energizing than positive energy. And you saw it for us in 24. You know, we were scared to death of a Kamala Harris presidency, and whether it was the highest inflation in 40 years, the worst border crisis on our southern border in American history, and all the, you know, and Biden's clear infirmity in the office, you know, there was real fear and real anger, and that was a negative force that drove a massive turnout. Well, now they've got that on their side. And right now, if you look at the most recent, I think, ABC News, Washington Post poll, the Democrats and the liberals enjoy a roughly 14-point advantage on turnout and enthusiasm. So we've got a very short period of time to turn that around. I mean, here's the good news. The election isn't tomorrow. It's in 134 days. So we've got time to turn this around. But if we don't turn it around, it's going to be a very ugly picture in November. And people need to be reminded of what a Democratic House and Senate would look like.
I think that's a great point. And I've been telling people, I don't care how bad the Republicans have betrayed you or have not done what you said they would do. It's not about them. It's about protecting President Trump at the end of the day. And it's about protecting the Supreme Court. I mean, and I think you're right. I think we've got to make sure that people understand exactly what is at stake here. And down the road, clearly, Ralph, I think we're going to have to all have conversations about what the future of the Republican Party looks like after Donald Trump, and making sure that people of faith have a very firm role in shaping what that party looks like.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, it's, you know, people don't like to hear this, Todd, but self-identified born-again evangelicals are about half of the entire Republican vote. I mean, if you look at the votes that Donald Trump got, and he got about 77 million votes, give or take, in 2024, you know, right at 43 million of those were born again evangelicals. And by the way, that was 8 million more than he got in 2016. It was 17 million more than Mitt Romney got in 2012. So the idea that you can have a Republican majority of any kind without voters of faith, and that doesn't even include mainline conservative Protestants who might not identify as born-again evangelicals, and it doesn't include most pro-life Catholics. So you put them in the mix, Todd, it's about two-thirds of the Republican vote, and if they were raptured tomorrow, I mean, there wouldn't be a Republican Party. So yeah, we've got to make sure that our role remains significant, because there's no future without it.
All right. Well, again, a large part of that actually starts this week in Washington, D.C. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard Ralph say just a few minutes ago, they do have a few places still available, a few tickets available. You need to be at the Faith and Freedom Coalition's Road to the Majority Conference. This is the way to get the base energized. Ralph, where can people go if they want to get tickets?
If they want tickets, I would urge them to go immediately and go to FF as in Faith and Freedom, ffcoalition.com. That's ffcoalition.com. Or they can just Google Road to Majority Conference and it'll take them to the same landing page. And they can order tickets. There are still some packages available. And we would love to have them, Todd. It starts Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. and runs through Saturday night with our gala.
All right. And let me tell you, that's always one heck of a great gala. Ralph Reed knows how to throw a good party. Ralph, good to see you, my friend. And here's hoping for an incredible week in Washington.
Thank you, Todd.
All right.
Always good to be with you, my friend.
Good to see you as well. Ralph Reed, everybody, the Faith and Freedom Coalition, the big Road to the Majority Conference. And again, if you want tickets, ffcoalition.com. That's ffcoalition.com. Well, I do have some very sad news to share with you. Breaking news coming out of Gainesville, Georgia this afternoon.
Breaking news now on the Todd Starnes Show.
Well, just during the conversation with Ralph, I received some very, very sad news for many, many, many people around the nation, especially those of you that listen to WDUN and wanted to share this information with you. The great Martha Zoller, who has been a guest on this program many, many times, filled in for me a time or two. Martha Zoller passed away today. It was a very sudden thing. The news and information on AccessNorthGeorgia.com, that's AccessNorthGeorgia.com, but Martha Zoller passing away. She hosted the Martha Zoller Show on WDUN and had been a regular on-air voice for the station. Are you ready for this? From 1994 to 2009, she passed away this morning at the Northeast Georgia Medical Center in Gainesville after a sudden illness. The irony is that she had announced plans, I believe, last week or week before last, to step away from her daily radio program because of some ongoing health concerns. So we are just so stunned to hear this news. She was really a great, great lady and an incredible broadcaster. Our good friend Bill Main, and every Tuesday I'm on Bill Main's program on WDUN in the early morning hours. Bill Main writing this, "I am stunned. When I spoke with her before the show on Friday, she was full of energy and we were sharing some jokes. She texted from the hospital. I think back on all the calls we shared during her time away. We kept up with each other and I was excited when she returned to WDUN. More than a great broadcaster, she was a great friend, always willing to help whomever she could, wherever she could." Martha ran for Congress as a Republican in 2012 and was also a member of the State Board of Education. She represented District 9 there in Northeast Georgia, but she was an incredibly prominent pundit there in the state of Georgia and, of course, nationwide. Martha Zoller has gone home to be with the Lord, and I'm sure some of you great listeners at WDUN might want to call in and share your thoughts about Martha. Just a lovely, lovely lady, and we are going to miss her voice on the radio. 901-260-5926, our telephone number, that's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, and following some breaking news here on the Todd Stern's radio show from Gainesville, Georgia, the great Martha Zoller, one of the nation's most respected political pundits. She was a regular guest on this radio program, and she was always a part of our election night coverage. Martha Zoller has passed away. She died suddenly this morning at a hospital in Northeast Georgia. She had a heart problem. And she was a dear friend and a powerful voice on the radio. And certainly I hope all of us in our audience will just say a prayer for Martha's family, but also say a prayer for Martha's radio family at WDUN. Some of the most precious people on the radio. good people at WDUN. And it's just a shock to them today. And when you do this 5 days a week, 3 hours a day, you sort of become family. Even if you don't know the people personally, you feel like you do, and you feel like you're a part of their lives. And you know, one of the things that we try to do on this program is, I just try to be open and share with you if I'm having a good day or a bad day. I sort of let you know, and that's what it's like in the radio business, in the radio world. Let's go to the phone lines, 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. Doug in Gainesville, Georgia, WDUN. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind today?
Well, as you know, I've called and talked to you a number of times, and thank you for all your incredible work, spreading your voice, the conservative religious message. And Martha did the same thing here. It broke my heart. It broke my heart. I used to call into her as Positive Doug because I always
wanted to say something positive, and she was so receptive. So I'll leave it at that. It breaks my heart. And Martha, we'll see you on the other side, honey. Nobody gets out of here alive, and I'm looking forward to hearing her voice again. Thanks for everything you do, Todd. You're the best. That's all I can say. Bye.
Doug, thank you for that. Positive Doug. Next time he calls in, I want to make sure that we call him Positive Doug on the radio. We need more callers like that. I think back to, what I've been going through just with my heart situation, and it really hits home. It really does. And you never know when the Lord is going to call you home. I will tell you, Martha was just a devout Christian woman as well, and she loved the Lord. She was driving through. We were trying to meet up just a couple of weeks ago. She was driving her daughter to Arizona. Her daughter was taking a job out there, and so we were not able to do that. But she was on the air. If you remember, she called in. She was in the car as they were driving somewhere on I-40. But anyway, we certainly do miss. We're going to miss Martha. And I know you folks in Georgia are going to miss her as well. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. If maybe you'd like to say something about Martha, I know we have a lot of listeners in North Georgia. We're going to take your calls, and we'll do our part to share in the great memories as we grieve the passing of a dear, dear friend. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Paul Renner, who is running for governor in the great state of Florida. There's a lot of controversy down there, and we'll be getting into all of that. Again, our number, 901-260-5926. Again, that's 901-260-5926. Hang tight, everybody. This is the Todd Stern Show. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show, Monday edition of the program. Trust you are doing well today. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Well, there's been a lot of controversy in the state of Florida over the gubernatorial race and the state party stepping in and tipping the scales in favor of Congressman Byron Donalds. Well, former House Speaker Paul Renner says the GOP in Florida is cheating voters out of its opportunity to weigh the merits of the candidates by refusing to stage a debate. And I want to go right away to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to the former House Speaker Paul Renner. Paul, good to have you back with us.
Todd, great to be with you.
I just, I'm as conservative as they come, and I'm as Republican as they come, but I really draw a line in the sand here. If you're gonna want to run for office, you need to be willing to stand and debate. And it bothers me when these candidates will not do that. But now to have the party step in, this is a new one on me.
Well, conservatives and Republicans are supposed to believe in competition and putting the best possible candidate in front of the voters to run against the Democrat. And now you have, at really Congressman Donald's direction, to be honest, the state party weighing in and saying, we've come up with some arbitrary criteria that was never published, never agreed to until, last week it was published, that coincidentally nobody but Byron Donalds can meet, and therefore there won't be any debates. But there are debates. So there's a debate on July 15th, July 21st, which I agreed to back in February. Byron has not agreed to that debate, but there will be other candidates there. I plan to be there. The voters want a debate. They deserve a debate, and it's disrespectful to them not to have a debate.
I know we're dealing with a similar situation in the state of Tennessee. Marsha Blackburn, who I have endorsed, leading the field by a significant amount. You've got Congressman John Rose and State Representative Monty Fritz the latter two wanting to hold debates, Senator Blackburn not doing a debate. According to the most recent polling, and you may have other polling data, so my apologies if this is outdated, but June 11th, the AIF poll showed Donald's leading the primary by 46 points. I don't care if he's ahead by 70 points. If there are other candidates in the race, you got to debate.
Well, that's a junk poll. AIF, first of all, has endorsed Byron Donalds. It was a 200-voter sample. It's not a quality debate. We show him in the high 20s, low 30s with undecided leading the field, which is a bad place to be with a Trump endorsement and a year and a half in the race and spending a lot of money. This race is wide open. And one of the ways that voters can determine who they want as their next governor is debates. And so, again, if you can't debate your fellow Republicans, you can't lead. If you can't debate your fellow Republicans, how can you go up against the Democrats? And how can you protect the free state of Florida that, along with Governor DeSantis, I helped build as a leader in the legislature?
What is it about Donald's that gives you pause?
Well, it's a lot of things. On the qualifiers, you know, like I was 20 years in the military, two wars, prosecutor, business owner, all before politics. So experience versus Donald's, Grand Canyon gap, as well as a Grand Canyon gap on results. As I mentioned, the governor said that our 2 years when I led the legislature were unmatched. They called it the session of the century. James Madison Institute did, conservative think tank. We got more done in those 2 years. And then Byron Donalds has gotten his whole political career. And then when it comes to going to the fight when others run for the fight, Amendment 3 and 4, you know, Amendment 4, I stood up for life to defeat the extreme abortion amendment. I passed the Heartbeat Protection Act when I was speaker. Nobody else showed up to that fight like I did. I put $2 million out of a political committee in 2024 alone between that and school board races, because that's what leaders are supposed to do. Not in my job description, not a requirement for the speaker, but just like the governor, I don't want the left to win and take down the state of Florida and make us a potter abortion state. Byron Donalds didn't show up. He sent out a tweet, and that's just not leadership.
No, I'm with you there. You've got to be willing to debate, and that's there's just really no way around that, in my estimation. One of the candidates that certainly has been causing a lot of controversy out there is Fischbach, is that his name?
Is
he actually viable? James Fischbach.
He's got a large following among younger people. He is a creature of social media. And so he is running a campaign that has been, to the extent it's had any success, it's been successful by people who consume all their information on social media. But I don't think in the long term he has a shot to beat Byron. I think I'm the only one, frankly, that can both beat Byron Donalds and beat David Jolly. The Democrats have put up a ticket that I think is going to be a viable ticket if it's a tough election year. And if you have it, I talked about the qualifiers, Todd. If you have a candidate that has challenges, and Byron does, missed a lot of votes in Congress, gotten rich in office, these types of things that will trip him up in a general election, I believe I'm the only one that can beat David Jolly in the general election.
And again, to that point, you know, Florida has really been this this great example of, you know, conservative leadership. You've had a lot of people moving there because of the tax situation on down to, you know, cost of living. You don't want to blow all those things up by electing Democrats, by having bad candidates or unvetted candidates that simply just refuse to debate.
Well, and that's it. I mean, if you say that, you know, I'm anointed and you've got to do your job and vote for me. I talk to a lot of people. I'm one of them that supported the president throughout that are strong Trump supporters. You say, I'm not voting for this guy, Donalds, that is, because he's not the right guy for Florida and I'm voting for you. And so we see that wherever we go. Obviously, we've got to get to that voter who's never going to go to an event or see us on social media or listen to your show, though everybody should listen to your show, Todd. But that's just reality that some people will sit at home and be on Fox News all day long. And that is going to be someone who's going to tend toward Byron Donalds. We are reaching them by door knocking, phone banking, and doing the other things necessary to reach those voters.
I know the governor has been pretty upset about this, Governor DeSantis. He says, you know, the party has a very limited role. It really should be a candidate driven process and not for people to be making decisions who voters have never voted into those positions to begin with. So line up something with TV, radio, all these different forms. There's a whole host of ways that you can do a debate. I I'm just wondering why the party is doing this, and what do they have to gain by not having debates?
Well, what they're doing is they're really doing Byron Donald's bidding, and I think there's some internal political reasons for that, but it's not the party's. The party's never done this. The party has no authority to do it, to be clear, and now they're saying, oh, this, you know, there's sanctioned and unsanctioned debates. Look, there's legitimate TV organizations, local TV stations here in Florida that are hosting a debate on July 15th, July 21st. I'll be there again. If you can't debate, you can't lead. And I'm calling on, you know, Byron Donalds and another candidate who has refused to confirm to that debate to show up with the other candidates and let's have a debate. And if Byron Donalds performs well there, maybe he'll be our next governor. But I don't think so. He just doesn't have a record to run on. He's really an empty suit when it comes to experience, results, and leadership. And so we look forward to the debate, and I will be there.
All right. Well, look, I have great respect for any Republicans willing to debate, and I think that just makes us stronger as a party. And honestly, when you look at the general election, you want a candidate that has been vetted in the heat of those debates. I'm going to give you the final word on that, Paul.
Well, I agree. And look, we're also not just the right messenger, but the right message on affordability to eliminate homestead property taxes. I'm the only one with a viable plan that can do that while paying for police and fire and schools, you know, reduce insurance rates, electric rates, stop at these hyperscale data centers. And as a former prosecutor, I'm endorsed by the largest police organization. We're going to keep Florida safe. And we're going to keep it free as the architect of the free state of Florida, protect it and expand it.
VoteRenner.com is the website address, ladies and gentlemen. That's VoteRenner.com. Go and check it out. You can also follow Paul. There are links to all of his social media platforms. Again, VoteRenner.com. Paul, we're going to have to leave it there. Good luck to you.
Thank you, sir.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. And again, if it's happening in Florida, it's going to be happening all over the place. And the question is very simple as we go to break. Should these Republican candidates debate during the primary? Yes or no? 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, let's go to the phones here. Richard in Ocala, Florida, WOCA. Richard, you just heard from Paul Renner. What do you think?
Well, I want to thank you first that you interviewed him. Thank you for taking my call, Mr. Todd. I actually heard him being interviewed by a local radio commentator here maybe a week ago, and I liked every single thing that Paul Renner said. I feel 100% in my heart and mind that he's the one we want, that he's the true conservative. I realize that Trump endorsed the other guy, Mr. Donald, but Trump was wrong. Trump's not a good judge of character all the time. I've said for a long time his first vice presidential pick cost him the 2020 election, and I think the second one's not going to be true to him. But I like Trump. I voted for him 3 times, but he picked the wrong person when he picked Mr. Donald. I do not think Donald is a true conservative. I don't think he's a constitutional conservative, and I believe Renner is. I believe Renner will do everything in his power to keep Florida conservative just like she is. And I hope and pray that if it's God's will, we can get Renner for a governor.
Well,
I think there's as much difference as daylight and dark between the two.
Looking at, and there are multiple polls here, the McLaughlin & Associates, that would be the Trump poll, by the way. McLaughlin & Associates has Donald's with a 46-point lead. It's Donald, then Fishback, then Collins, and then Renner, and then 31%. And that's the big number there, 31% don't know. You've got 15 candidates running for the Republican primary. We had some folks asking about Bobby Williams on our social media pages. Yes, he is one of the 15 running, but as far as those that are polling, then you have the Change Research poll, pretty much the same lineup, Donalds, Fishback, Collins, and Renner. Stetson University has Renner at 7%, but again, in that one, 28% are voting don't know, 17% are voting for someone else other than the front runner there. So,
right.
All right.
Yes. Well, That's just my opinion, and Richard, I feel strong about
it. It's a great opinion, and I thank you for calling in. 901-260-5926. Let's go to Gainesville, Georgia, WDUN. Pat is on the line. Hi, Pat. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Todd. I'd like to pay tribute to Martha. I'm happy for her, but I'm sad for Georgia. She was so politically savvy. I have learned so much from her. I've listened to her since way before she ran for election, and I'm sad we're going to miss her, but like I said, I'm happy for her.
You know, Pat, it's funny. Whenever somebody would ask a question about Georgia politics, my first text message was to Martha Zoller. Say, Martha, what the heck is going on in Georgia? What? Give me the lowdown. And she'd always do it.
Yes, and she had such an awesome philosophy that if we could sit down face-to-face, Republicans and Democrats, and have a discussion, then we could get things done. It's a shame we can't do that more now.
Well, it is, Pat, and I know that you guys are going to miss her voice quite a bit there on WDUN, and we're going to keep doing our best to bring those conversations to you every single day, not just on WDUN, but radio stations around the country. Pat, thank you so much for calling in, and we certainly appreciate your kind words, and I know our friends at WDUN appreciate that today. Such a tight-knit group of folks at that radio station, and it's really like family over there. So certainly I hope all of you folks listening to us on WDU, and you give them a call and let them know you're thinking about them and you're praying for them. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Oh, here we go. This is Bill Maher. And, you know, Bill Maher had Kenny Chesney on, and they were talking about all sorts of stuff. But one of the interesting things about comedians, they don't like to go to these university campuses anymore because it's too woke and the kids don't have a sense of humor. And they really don't like doing the comedy clubs up north because the Northerners, by and large, do not have a sense of humor. So Bill Maher was talking about how much he loves doing shows in the South. Take a listen to Cut 8.
You know, the ones I really, I mean, I loved all the ones we did, but I especially liked the ones in the South. There was the
truck stop.
The truck stop in Raleigh.
Yeah.
Was, and, you know, I do have an affection, not just for that part of the country, because I played it my whole life. And
those are my people.
Those are your people, and I love your people. And I hate it that America and the kind of snobby people that I rub shoulders with a lot out here, I'm sorry, but that is a lot of what Los Angeles is, very uber woke snobby types who just, and I think I used to be more of them. I'm glad I'm not, and I think traveling the country and being in those places just gave me a very different perspective than people who just stay here, because, I always have more fun there. I like the audience better, usually, because they were generally liberal, but not stick up their ass, woke, like anti, because politically incorrect.
You can't say anything to them.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
You know, so I would always have a better time in Huntsville, Alabama.
Yeah, yeah.
Or where NASA is, you know.
Did you ever play Knoxville? I'm from Knoxville, Tennessee. Did you ever go there?
Of course. I played them all.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. And Dylan, I will say, you went to the, who's the guy, the comedian that I like? I can't remember his
Shane
name.
Shane Gillis.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
You know, those are the kinds of comedians I love.
Me too. I mean, they're not afraid to really say anything. I mean, they haven't changed their jokes based off of, you know, where they are in the country. And luckily I was able to be in Birmingham, Alabama. So really, it was a bunch of people that laughed at things that are actually funny, not was scared to dance around something that could have been woke or something.
Right. I mean, so I think for a comedian, if you're like a Bill Maher and you've got an audience that is just with you and they're laughing at some of the most inappropriate stuff, that's just going to give you the impetus you need to deliver a better show. as opposed to just worrying about whether or not you're going to say something that's going to get you in trouble. You don't want to be run out of town.
I think most like comedians are, they would say they're liberal, but they're tired of the woke crowd. Because, I mean, the jokes that they say are not going to be for those people. It's going to be for people that really genuinely enjoy.
Someone said, jokes. I'm with you. Somebody said this, and I can't remember who it was. They said, you know, the difference between a liberal and a leftist, a liberal is somebody you may disagree with, but at least you're still going to invite them over to have a barbecue. You know, the leftist wants to shoot you.
Exactly.
It's true, though. Oh, my goodness. All right. It's been a wild start to the week. Thank you for bearing with us on the Westwood One satellite issues. Glad we got all that resolved. Hey, we're going to be back tomorrow, noon o'clock on the radio. In the meantime, head over to ToddStearns.com. You can download all 3 hours of the podcast. Also, sign up for our free newsletter and read all of our great content. You're going to want to check out some of the stories we've got. They're doozies. Get out there. Be good, everybody.